One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch. E. Awern, preparing to invest. When I first ventured into the world of stock investing, the prevailing attitude, especially in my family, was one of distrust. The stock market was seen as a place where people lost money, not made it. However, my perspective changed dramatically when I took up a job as a caddy at a golf course. Listening to the conversations of the presidents and CEOs I caddied for, I began to realize that the positive stories about the stock market far outweighed the negative ones. My journey into investing started in 1963 when I bought my first stock, an air freight company, for $7 per share. As America went to war, the stock price skyrocketed and I made a significant profit. This early success was a pivotal moment, showing me that with the right approach, investing could be highly rewarding. During my time at Boston College, I studied a variety of subjects, including history, psychology, and philosophy. While these may seem unrelated to finance, they actually provided a solid foundation for my future in investing. As I often say, all the math you need in the stock market, you get in the fourth grade. What's more important is understanding the underlying principles and behaviors of companies and markets. My internship at Fidelity during my senior year was another crucial step. Here, I was tasked with researching and writing reports and visiting companies, much like regular analysts. This hands-on experience laid the groundwork for my future role as the manager of the Magellan Fund at Fidelity Investments. Tunakri, the Wall Street oxymorons. Many people believe that professional investors have an edge over individual investors. However, I argue that individual and amateur investors can often outperform professionals. This is because professionals are bound by rigid guidelines and tend to think homogeneously, whereas individual investors can capitalize on their unique experiences and observations. For instance, I never predict markets. Instead, I focus on buying great companies that are undervalued or underappreciated. As I say, pick the right stocks and the market will take care of itself. This approach is rooted in the idea that there's no such thing as an overvalued market. What matters is finding reasonably priced companies that meet your investment criteria. I also emphasize the importance of niches. A company with a strong niche market can grow steadily without intense competition. For example, investing in a company that benefits from technological advancements, rather than the technology itself, can be highly profitable. Consider a supermarket that installs automatic scanners. If these scanners help the supermarket cut costs by just 3%, it could significantly boost their earnings. 3. Picking winners. Identifying successful investments is an art, not a science. It involves a combination of research, observation, and a bit of common sense. I categorize stocks into several types: cyclical, fast growers, stalwarts, slow growers, turnarounds, and asset plays. Each type requires a different approach and set of criteria. For example, when looking for 10 baggers, stocks that can grow tenfold, you need to identify companies with strong growth potential. This often involves spotting trends and opportunities that others may miss. I never put more than 30 to 40% of my fund's assets into growth stocks, as this helps manage risk while still allowing for significant growth. My two-minute drill is a crucial tool for evaluating stocks. It involves quickly identifying the key reasons why you should invest in a particular company. Is the company releasing a new product that could hike the shares? Are there any significant developments that could impact earnings? Being up to date with these factors is essential for making informed investment decisions. Nishakurnus, getting the facts. When evaluating a company, there are several key factors to consider. First, look at the PE ratio and compare it to other companies in the same industry. This helps determine if the stock is reasonably priced. Next, check the institutional ownership percentage. High institutional ownership can sometimes indicate a stock's potential. It's also crucial to review the company's balance sheet to determine its financial health. A strong cash position is often a good sign, as it indicates the company's ability to weather financial storms. These checks form a part of my comprehensive checklist for every type of stock. Designing a portfolio building. A portfolio is not just about picking individual stocks. It's about creating a balanced and diversified investment strategy. I advocate for a mix of different stock types to manage risk and maximize returns. For instance, stalwart companies, those with consistent earnings growth, can provide stability, while fast growers offer the potential for significant returns. Turnaround companies, which are in the process of recovering from difficulties, can also be lucrative if identified correctly. It's important to remember that the market can sometimes behave erratically. For example, after President Kennedy's assassination, the market dipped by only 3% and recovered within 3 days, contrary to what many expected. This highlights the unpredictability of the market and the need to stay focused on the fundamentals of the companies you invest in. Chakuchachi, long-term view and market dynamics. Investing is a long-term game, not a short-term gamble. It requires discipline, patience, and a deep understanding of market dynamics. I often say, invest in what you know, because it eliminates the role of serious, fundamental stock research. People who buy stocks without knowing anything about the company are essentially gambling. Consumer trends and technological advancements can significantly impact stock potential. For instance, investing in companies that benefit from consumer trends or technological innovations can be highly rewarding. However, it's crucial to avoid trendy or popular stocks that lack solid fundamentals. In conclusion, investing in the stock market is not rocket science, but it does require effort and a willingness to learn. By following a common sense approach, understanding the different types of stocks, and staying focused on the fundamentals, anyone can achieve high returns from their investments. Remember, success in investing is determined by the investor themselves, not by the stock market or the companies they pick.